This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico suffered life-threatening injuries when he was shot in an attempted assassination on Wednesday, Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolina reports.
Fico was in the central town of Hanlova for a government meeting and was shaking hands with a crowd of people when a man near a barricade pulled out a gun and fired. Slovak media said the shooter was a 71-year-old man, though the motive was initially unclear. The country's interior minister said it was, quote, politically motivated. The 59-year-old was rushed to a local hospital and then transported by helicopter to a regional capital for urgent treatment. Slovakia's president Zuzana Čaputová said she was shocked by the shooting, saying it was, quote, an attack on democracy.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday landed in Beijing as part of a two-day state visit to China. Putin's visit comes as Russia has become more economically dependent on China following Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine more than 2 years ago. On the eve of the visit, Putin said the Kremlin is prepared to negotiate over the conflict in Ukraine in an interview with Chinese media. An Israeli attack helicopter was seen firing ammunition while flying over an area in northern Gaza bordering Jabalia on Wednesday while Gaza fighting worsened. In the northern Jabalia, residents said Israeli tanks had destroyed clusters of homes but were facing heavy resistance from Hamas and its ally Islamic Jihad, U.S.-designated terrorist groups. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday fended off criticism. He is not planning for a post-war reality in the Gaza Strip, saying it's impossible to prepare for any scenario in the embattled Palestinian enclave until it can defeat Hamas. Netanyahu has faced increasing pressure from critics at home and allies abroad, especially the United States, to present a post-war plan for Gaza. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa signed a health care bill into law on Wednesday that aims to provide universal care, though business groups are warning it could damage the country's already fragile economy. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnson has more.
The National Health Insurance Bill is popular among voters, and its ratification comes 2 weeks before a national election. Most polls are predicting that vote will see the ruling African National Congress lose its majority for the first time since being led to power by Nelson Mandela 30 years ago. The bill, which will be implemented in stages at a cost of billions of dollars, was passed by lawmakers last year. It would overhaul the current two-tier system that still reflects deep racial and social inequalities 3 decades after the end of apartheid.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. France has declared a state of emergency in its overseas Pacific territory of New Caledonia after deadly protests by native-born pro-independence activists who oppose efforts to expand the voting rights of French residents. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Mainland France is glued to events thousands of kilometers away in the Pacific archipelago of New Caledonia, hit by its worst violence in decades. Fires were still burning there Wednesday after 2 straight days of rioting that killed several people and left hundreds more wounded. Protesters have looted shops and torched cars and buildings. Police have arrested hundreds, and French authorities extended a nighttime curfew. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
A massive search is underway in France on Wednesday for a gang that killed 2 prison officers and seriously injured 3 others to free an inmate they were escorting. France's interior minister says unprecedented efforts are being deployed with hundreds of officers mobilized. The violence has shocked France. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.